Hello, this is Ian Sanchez, and I think we can begin now our call. As usual, we will be doing our roll call with those attending the Adobe Connect room. And if there's anyone that is not in the Adobe Connect room at this point, could you please let us know so we can add you to the roll call?
Leon, this is Olga. I'm at the phone bridge.
I'm sorry, the lady who's speaking?
This is Olga Cavalli from Argentina. I'm in the phone bridge. I couldn't open Adobe. Sorry.
Recordings.
Thank you, Olga.
Yes.
Yes,
Steve DelBianco is on the phone.
On the phone bridge, and we have Steve DelBianco on the phone bridge. Anyone else? Okay, so hearing no one else, we do have apologies from our co-chair, Thomas Rickert, who will not be attending today's call. And I myself, I'm just coming into the Adobe Connect room. I should be in anytime now. And we have a brand new co-chair with us. He's an old friend of ours, and we've been working with him quite for a long time. But today I would like to welcome in his role as co-chair to Jordan Carter, who was appointed by the CCNSO as the new co-chair, substituting Matthew Bale, as you might have already known, as we sent some message in the mailing list. So I remind you also that it is important that you update your statements of interest. If you haven't done so, or if you haven't actually filed a statement of interest, please do so at your earliest convenience. If you have any problems in filling your statement of interest, please approach anyone on staff, and they will be happy to assist you. And, of course, we would like to remind you of the standards of behavior, which we all know quite well, but let's just remind them as being civil to others. And, well, with this, I would like to, as I said, welcome Jordan in his role as co-chair of DCVWG, and I will now turn to him for the next agenda item. Jordan.
Thanks, Leon, for the welcome and for the handover. Hi, everyone. My name is Jordan Carter from .nz, one of the CCNSO members and now the CCNSO co-chair of the group. I'm pleased to be here in this role. I hope I do what you need me to do. The item I'm just working through now is a review of the agenda. We've got a couple of administration items that the staff will take us through, review of open action items from the last meeting, and updates on various consultations and submissions. We have the legal committee update. We'll have a talk through the Workstream 2 schedule for FY18 process for completion. We did work through a little bit in a call with the rapporteurs a couple of weeks ago. We'll talk about the next plenary, which is due on the 7th of June at 05 UTC, and then there's a space for any other business. Are there any amendments or additions to this agenda that anyone would like to add? If you think of something during the call that you wanted to raise and you wish you'd said so now, you've got the chance to do that in any other business at item number 7. So with that, we'll say there are no changes at this point, and I'll hand back to Leon to take us through the next item.
Thank you very much, Jordan. And the next agenda item is the administration items. And for that, I would like to call Bernie to help us out with walking us through the different administration issues that we have on the agenda for today. So, Bernie, you have the floor.
Thank you, Leon. I hope everyone can hear me. I'll take that as a yes.
Loud and clear.
Excellent. Thank you. We'll start by going over the decisions and action items from the previous meeting, which was about a month ago, if we remember correctly. And we had the Human Rights FOI was approved for public consultation. Staff was to prepare under the action items, staff was to prepare an extension note for the chartering organizations. This has been done and sent, and the group has been copied. Staff was to draft a letter of appreciation for Mathieu. Working on that one, my fault, a little slow on that, been busy. But we'll try to get it done this week. Staff to prepare Human Rights FOI for public consultation. That's completed, and we'll be talking about that a little later. Any questions on the action items? Not seeing any, we'll proceed. 3-2, confirm. Some people seem to be wondering if we were having a face-to-face meeting immediately prior to the Johannesburg meeting at the end of June. Yes, that is the case. We are having a face-to-face meeting on 25 June for a full day. The SOAC Accountability Public Consultation is live and will close 26 May. The diversity questionnaire will be closing 1st of June. The Human Rights Public Consultation will close 6th of June. There's a new role for Jordan Carter. I think we've heard that Jordan is now our new co-chair and will be taking over from Metzger, and it's our pleasure to welcome him. 3-7, implications of failing to cancel subgroup calls. Yes, just a reminder to everyone, if you know that a call is not going to be held because we now have transcription or captioning, rather, if we don't cancel ahead of time, we will be billed for it, and that's very normal. So please, if you are aware that you are not going to be able to hold your subgroups meeting, please advise staff as soon as possible so we can make the necessary arrangements and advise everyone in the subgroup who may be thinking of showing up. There are only two plenaries left prior to ICANN 59. That's the 7th and the 21st of June, just for those who are thinking of submitting documents for first readings. If you wish to submit a document for the plenary on the 25th of June, please make sure that we've got that a week ahead so we can distribute it to the group as per our usual rules. ATRT request for members. I'll depart here for a sec. And is Patrick on the call? I'm not hearing him.
Yes, I am.
Ah, there you are. Would you like to speak to this for a second, Patrick?
Yes, just a very quick update on the call for volunteers for ATRT 3 has been extended out to early part of June to help give people more time to submit applications to participate in that review. So far, the feedback has been very low attendance, as I'm sure all can understand, given the general fatigue. I'll try and speak up there if my audio is a little bit faint. We are in the process of working with Leon and the co-chairs to draft an email that will be sent out to the broader accountability mailing list. There are several hundred individuals on that list. And so Leon has graciously accepted our suggestion and asked that a very brief email go out to try and spur more interest in volunteering and participating in that review. So I think Leon has that draft email right now, and so it should be going out to the accountability broad email list, I would think, in the coming days. So that's the update on that.
Thank you very much, Patrick. Do we have any questions on that topic? Not seeing any, we'll carry on. Oh, I see a question from Sebastian. Sebastian, the floor is yours.
Yes, so thank you very much. I have a question about takeover from the co-chair, the new co-chair, Jordan, did he will tell the same responsibilities than Mathieu, or did the co-chair will reassign, for example, who will follow the subgroup and other tasks like that? Thank you.
Thank you for the question, Sebastian. Leon, want to take this one?
Yes. If I understood well, the doubt is whether Jordan will continue to serve as co-rapporteur or rapporteur for some of the subgroups in which we he was actually serving under that role. And I can tell you that we haven't really spoken about this with Jordan. So in the meantime, he will continue to serve in this role, not only as co-chair but also as co-rapporteur. I remind you that also Mathieu, myself, and Thomas have served as rapporteur for different groups. So I guess this won't be any kind of a problem with Jordan. But yes, we need to speak about this, and we need to sort it out with him. And as soon as we have this conversation amongst the coaches, we will let you know in a timely fashion so that everyone is informed and on the same page. I hope this answers your question, Sebastian. Back to you, Bernie.
If I may, Sebastian, again, sorry, Leon, I thank you for your answer, even if it didn't answer my real question. I wanted to know, in the list of the subgroup, we have the co-chair assigned to each subgroup. For example, you are assigned to diversity, human rights, and review of the CEP. And so on and so forth. And Mathieu was assigned to three, IRP, jurisdiction, and ombudsman. And I wanted to know if Jordan will do the same job or if you will reorganize all that. Sorry for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Now I understand. I understand. And yes, in the meantime, of course, Jordan will substitute Mathieu in all the roles that Mathieu had assigned. But we might change that depending on the outcome of the conversation that we have amongst coaches. But yes, in the meantime, you can assume that Jordan will assume the role that Mathieu was having, assigning to the ombudsman group as well. Back to you, Bernie.
Thank you, Leon. Cavus, I see you're next, please.
Yes, on the recent issue, I think normally, Jordan is expected, since he replaced Mathieu, to also assume or perform responsibilities that Mathieu did. So that is a normal situation. If there is a redistribution, it may be a little bit difficult because people have been moving. But this is a normal situation. So, and we are almost at the end of a few months more, so it is better that this continuity be taken up. Thank you.
Thank you for that statement, Cavus. Christopher.
Good evening, everyone. Jordan, I just have a simple question to you because of your, and for that matter, my long-standing participation in this, in the transition process. In CWG, you were an exponent of a particular point of view. I would just like to be reassured that as co-chair of Workstream 2, You have taken fully on board the final results of CWG and Workstream 1, and from that point of view, we start from a clean sheet. Thank you.
Yep, Chris, I think that's a very reasonable question. The answer is yes. My job in this role is to help with the process of completing Workstream 2, and that's what I'm here to do. it's not to turn my mind back to 2016 or 2015.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jordan. Thank you, Christopher. Caboose, I see your hand is up again. Caboose.
Yes, sorry to come again. Yes, in confirmation of what Christopher says, I think some colleagues, they attempt to put in question the output of the voting one, which was discussed for many, many weeks. So I suggest that if Cortez or Jordan taking care of that, we need to respect as much as possible the outcome of the voting one and not to allow the people to use the opportunity to change the situation. The reason is that in some group, we are very few. Sometimes the number of participants is not more than six. So this sixth person could not change the decision of some 40 to 60 person of the broadcasting one. This is an important issue to be recorded in the output of this meeting, that the decision of the broadcasting one needs to be maintained. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Caboose. Bernie, back to you.
Thank you, Leon. I believe we were up to Workstream 2 extension status. Where we are is that we have had one response supporting us. Of course, we'd be glad if any of the other chartering organizations would support our request for an extension for fiscal year 18. The other thing that is ongoing with the Workstream 2 extension is that the PCST is working with ICANN Finance and MSSI to develop a budget. And just to be clear, what we had were spending estimates. We have to develop a budget if it's going to be included in the fiscal year 2018 budget. So we're working on that, and we're hoping that things will go well, and are also expecting that most of the questions and requirements will come at ICANN 59. Our next and final element for administration is the frequency of reporting. As you know, we have been producing monthly reports since the beginning of Workstream 2. We've had a look at this and believe it's time to amend that formula. And to bring us up to date, I would like to have Natalie come and speak to the proposal. Natalie?
Thank you, Bernie. Hi, everyone. This is Natalie Vernal. Yes, so echoing what Bernie was saying, as you all know, we've been publishing monthly reports throughout this last fiscal year since the beginning of the project. And given the fact that we are now extending the work into another fiscal year, and the level of activities that we're seeing in the group, and the fact that the level of expenses being spent is significantly much lower than it was in the previous years, we brought this for discussion with the co-chairs, and they suggested we bring it up for discussion here with the larger group to potentially decrease the frequency of our reporting. So this is what we're suggesting for the few upcoming months. We would like to suggest to publish a May dashboard that will be available for ICANN 59. So that would be the dashboard that we would publish early June, and that will include, as you know, the finances of the previous month. So it would only have finances up until end of April. And then we would like to skip a month not publish a dashboard for the month of June and publish a July dashboard early August, which would include the financials of the full fiscal year FY17. So that one would be available early August, and it would give us the full picture of the fiscal year in terms of expenses. And then what we would like to suggest is that we skip a few months of reporting again and produce a dashboard in time for ICANN 60. And what we would like to try to do for this one would be to publish, and we're going to have to rush this one a little bit because ICANN 60 starts on October 28th. So we still would like to reflect the activity of October in that dashboard, but it's going to be a bit of a challenge to get finances, financial numbers for the first quarter. But I'm sure finance will try its best to help us bring out those numbers for that would reflect the first quarter of FY18 in terms of finance. So that's what we would like to suggest, and then we would like to propose that we reevaluate after then the cadence of publication depending on the activity of the project and so forth. We can decide if we want to increase the cadence again or if we what we do moving forward. So that's our proposal, and I'll stop there and hear your comments. I see. I'll hand back the floor to Bernie to facilitate the discussion.
Thank you, Natalie, for that. I see I have one hand up. Greg, over to you.
Thanks. It's Greg Shatton for the record. I think that makes sense overall. However, with regard to ICANN 59, it might be good to do an interim dashboard, not necessarily updating the financials, but updating the status of the subgroups, because otherwise we'd be going into ICANN 59, which is in the very end of June, with a basically a month-old dashboard in terms of status updates. Thanks.
Thank you, Greg. Any other comments? Not seeing any. We'll be wrapping up this section. I've just been informed that the GNSO has supported the Workstream 2 extension into fiscal year 18. So we've got two down, so that's great. Greg, is that a new hand or an old hand? Thank you. All right, Leon, I'm done this part. Over to you.
Thank you very much, Bernie. Thank you very much to everyone who commented on this topic. The next agenda item is the legal committee update, and we have no pending requests. If we can go to the next slide, please. We have no pending requests. The last activity that we had was that we received the questions that the jurisdiction subgroup submitted to ICANN Legal, and they have been received. They have been analyzed by the jurisdiction subgroup, and therefore we have no pending requests on the legal committee site. And now I would like to turn back to Jordan for an agenda item. Jordan?
Thanks, Leon. Jordan Carter here. Item 5 on our agenda, if we could ping to the next slide, is just a reminder of the Workstream 2 schedule. And I am pretty sure that we went through this on our last plenary call, so I don't want to run through it in any detail, but just to remind you, if we could go to the next slide. I'm not entirely sure if we did do this in the plenary last time, if we talked this through with the co-chairs and rapporteurs. So just to take a little bit more time than I was thinking over it, if we go to the next slide, the essence of our work is that if the chartering groups and ICANN or overall do agree the extension through FY18, it's very unlikely that we will get a further extension. So we have to think of July 2018 as a hard deadline for our work, not an elastic one, not an extensible one. And today is the 27th of May, 24th of May UTC, 25th where I am. We have our face-to-face meeting coming up in just over a month at ICANN 59. Then there's 4 months through to ICANN 60 in Abu Dhabi, and that includes the Northern Hemisphere summer break when many of you like to go on holiday for some reason. Then 4 months after that, October meeting is ICANN 61, and 3 months later, 18 June in 2018, is ICANN 62. Given that public consultation lasts 1.5 months or so, what the point of looking at that is to remind you that there isn't actually that much time, even though there is a calendar year available. Could we go to the next slide, please? And so to reiterate the point I made first up, June 18 is the end. I don't think anyone should be planning on our work as a CCWG continuing beyond that date. If we go to the next slide, and to complete there, if you step back from that, it means that all of the subgroups need to be finished their work, and that doesn't mean finished drafting. That means finished completing their work after public consultation by March 18. And so that means the very latest to get sign-off of a draft of the report is the previous ICANN meeting, November 17, because that would be the plenary chance for a face-to-face plenary for the CCWG to talk it through. And if you think your area is going to need two public comments, then you really have to have it finished by Johannesburg in June to allow a public comment, plenary discussion, another public comment. And if you want to have a revised draft in time for that discussion by ICANN 60, it means the public comment needs to happen over the northern summer. So, for example, staff accountability, the group that I've been working on with Avery and others, will need to have something out over the summer for public input. So this timetable isn't, you know, presuming that we do get extension, and I have to say that CCNSO is unlikely to make a decision on that before the Johannesburg meeting in June. Sorry about that. It's the way we work. We will have at most a year after that. And the chart in front of you now, and 5.4 in the slides, just shows that revised timeline, what needs to happen by when. I would just ask Bernie, do you want to talk through this timeline at all with the group, this timeline slide?
Thank you, Jordan. This just recapitulates what we were discussing for doing one public consultation. The yellow lines are the ICANN meetings, and so the two major lines here, the top one is for the groups that are only planning to do a single public consultation and is sort of a worst case. So basically asking for a approval by the CCWG, by ICANN 61. I see Natalie has her hand up, and she was the drafter of the slide, so I'll be glad to let her speak to this. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernie. This is Natalie Vernal. I just wanted to add a brief comment because it is a question that was raised by one participant when I presented this at the diversity subgroup recently. What they asked is whether this was a hard timeline that all subgroups needed to comply to. And, of course, my answer to them was no. This is not a this is not a hard timeline, and it doesn't mean that every subgroup needs to comply to this timeline. It is what we consider the best, the latest timeline to work toward. So if you can be or want to be ahead of this, suit yourself, and if you're ready to go for public comments before that, or whenever you're ready before this, is totally fine. It's just if you're planning for one or two public comment sessions, this is like the latest milestones that you should work towards if you want to make sure that you finalize the work within the next fiscal year. Thank you.
Thank you, Natalie. So as I was saying, if you're going to go, we will, as usual, distribute the slides a little later. If you go through the slide, the top line we've got is the worst-case scenario for doing one public consultation. The second line is the worst-case scenario for doing two public consultations if you haven't done one yet. You'll notice there's a third line in there, and we're going to be talking a bit more about that in the next steps, is how do we consolidate this and get it out for final approval. Now, we've discussed this at the last plenary, and we followed up and refined the process. But before we go there, I see we have a question from Caboose. Caboose, over to you.
Yes, Jordan. I think with respect to these public consultations, if we have missed the point, I don't want to go back, but I think it is necessary that we have two public consultations with a consideration that in the course of action in Worker Stream 2 is quite different from Worker Stream 1 because of this subgroup arrangement, that sometimes the number are very, very few, and when we even come to the CCWG plenary, is also less than the number in Worker Stream 1. Tonight we have 36. In the Worker Stream 1, we have always almost double. So two public consultation seems to be necessary. I request you kindly to consider that we should not hurry up on the things. There are sometimes sensitive issues that need to be really put forward for the public consultation, allowing those who are not able to comment to have possibility to do so. Thank you.
Thanks, Caboose. It's Jordan here. I think the point about the one or two was that it created space for areas that might be difficult or controversial, where people thought there might be a different view in the wider community from within the CCWG, to be able to revise and seek more input on difficult recommendations. So I don't think anyone, certainly from my point of view, the community attention that's being paid to this process has lessened post-transition, and we don't want to beat people over the head with unnecessary consultations. And so if one public comment period is done and kind of affirms the direction a subgroup has done, there's no need to have a second one. But in some situations, if stuff comes up that means there does need to be changes, significant changes to a set of recommendations from a subgroup, and then there does need to be another public comment on it, that's what this timetable is designed to allow. So thanks for the comment. Bernie, is there any more of this that you'd like to explain at this point?
I think I'm done, unless there are other questions on the timeline, and we probably can move over to the process for finalizing Workstream 2 recommendations and the document that was circulated with the agenda. So I'll hand it over back to you for that.
Okay. Well, you know, bad news for you is that I was planning to hand it back to you to talk through that one. So if we've worked through the time frame, what Bernie's just mentioned is the document that was circulated to the group about how we will land this thing, how we will come to a conclusion of our work, and make sure it doesn't contain accidental inconsistencies and stuff. So, Bernie, you're back on the spot on that one.
Thank you, sir. Just trying to come off of mute here. So, we've discussed the need to how we were going to wrap up all of this. And we were, we discussed last time about the reality, and we've turned it into, I think, a really great graphic. I want to thank Patrick for stepping up to that. So basically, we've got our public comments, potentially a second public comment. But we basically agree that we're going to have to gather all that material together. It's just a reality that our chartering organizations are going to want to see all these things together and can't really approve one without understanding if another one that's going to come later is going to have a knock-on effect on the one they just approved. That's just the reality, and I think the ICANN board is exactly in the same position. So we have to plan as a group to gather up all those recommendations from all those subgroups. And not only do we have to gather them up, but as we agreed, we're going to have to look for dependencies and inconsistencies. I mean, it's possible that as people are referring to the work of other subgroups and making requests for the use of other resources that are being looked at by another subgroup, that there may end up being dependencies or inconsistencies, and that we will have to decide how to settle those before we publish our final report. That's the reality of it. We have to provide something that's going to be stitched together and hold itself together for all of the recommendations from the CCWG Workstream 2. Once we have that, because this is going to settle, if you will, any inconsistencies, it doesn't mean that there will be inconsistencies or dependencies, but there may be. And so once everything is stitched together, we will publish it for a final view. Now, what we should talk about at this point is that, of course, as subgroups complete their work, we will be distributing this to both our chartering organizations and the boards, and asking for any early comments or early warnings so that we don't get surprises by the time we publish for this final public comment. We would hope and recommend to everyone that what happens in that final public comment is really we're asking people to focus on how we are resolving any interdependencies or any inconsistencies. We hope that all the individual subgroup recommendations will have gone through public consultation, will have been finalized, and will have been sent to the individual chartering organizations and the board. And if anything comes up, we will be aware of those before we are producing that final document for that final public consultation. I think that sort of walks us through the picture we've got here, and I think it covers exactly what we had in the document as a process. So I'll be glad to turn it over to a co-chair to manage the queue if there are questions. Jordan?
Thanks, Bernie, for that run-through. That was helpful. So I think the key point there is, you know, we will need to, the reason we need to land the work is so that we can do that consistency check and get the final package pulled together. If there are any comments or questions, I'll start with Caboose, who's got his hands raised. Caboose, please go ahead.
Yes, the course of action described by Bernie seems to be satisfactory. That means each of the outputs of the group or outputs of each group, either in a single one or some of those which will be put together, would be subject to one public comment. And then when we put everything together, we put everything for public comment, but this time for just inconsistencies and discrepancies that might arise from impact of one to the others. So we have a different scope of applications. I think that is something that could be interesting. Thank you.
Thank you, Caruso. Yep, that's right. Are there any other comments on this? I realize that people may have been seeing it for the first time here, so we'll be, I think, sort of reiterating and talking this through as part of the plenary agenda in Joburg. So it's not the, the last time you'll see it, but if you have a think about this content, have a mull if you think of anything that needs to be raised about it, fire an email to the list or let the staff or co-chairs know. But thank you, Bernie, and the staff team for pulling together the kind of graphical representation of that. I think it makes it nice and easy to see and understand. And the other thing, I guess, is that those of us who are reps from various chartering organizations who are voting members of the CCWG, as it were, might want to start familiarizing our organizations with this process between now and Joburg, so that there's a chance for any feedback from those groups in the Joburg meeting about the proposed process. Right, I think that is item 5 in terms of the Workstream 2 schedule and process for completing our work. And I'm just going to work out who it is among us who's helping out with the next plenary. I think it might be me. Is it me, Bernie?
Jordan?
Yeah.
Just one small comment for our overall process. As we are, as I mentioned during my explanation, it is our hope that we will be presenting this process to all the chartering organizations and the board so they understand how we're approaching that. And because it's going to be an official document, we've actually listed it as a first reading. As Jordan has mentioned, please give us your comments if you have any. It will come back at the next plenary on 7 June, and if it gets approved, then we'll take it as an official CCWG document, which we will start distributing to our chartering organizations and the ICANN board so they understand our process and how we're looking to complete our work. And I imagine that given the timing that we'll be answering questions and presenting this in Joburg. Thank you.
Thanks, Bernie. That's an important sort of thing to highlight, which I hadn't done, which is that this count as a first reading of this process. That is a great segue to the next item, which is the next plenary meeting. So if we could go to the next slide. The next plenary meeting, as Bernie mentioned, is on the 7th of June at 05 UTC. The agenda will be forthcoming as usual, but we'll definitely include a second reading of this process. For subgroup rapporteurs and everyone else, a reminder that documents for that meeting are due by the 31st of May at midnight UTC to have our normal 7-day chance for people to review and read the material. So you can submit those to staff or on the list directly. And any agenda item requests would be good to have before the 31st of May so we can make sure that they're incorporated in the agenda for staff. And I think with that, if there are no questions on that, I'll hand back to Leon for any other business items.
Thank you very much, Jordan. This is Leon Sanchez. And at this point, I would like to call for any other business. Does anyone have any other business to raise at this point? Okay, seeing none, then I would like to thank you all for attending this call. And I see Sebastian hand is up. Sebastian, could you please take the floor?
Yes, sorry, Leon. I just want to, Sebastian Bachelet speaking. I just wanted to thank all the ones who are in this call who participate to an interview or who answer the survey on the review of the Ombuds Office of ICANN. It's very much appreciated, and it was very useful. And I hope that your subgroup will do a good job with all those inputs. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. And just a note for the transcript, it's not omnibus, it's ombuds. So maybe that helps our transcript services. Ombuds, that is O-M-B-U-T-S.
Sure, for ombudsman, the Swedish term.
Exactly. So, well, thank you very much, everyone, for this call. I think it's a good call. And we'll talk to you soon again. Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. We can stop the recording. The call is now complete. Goodbye.